When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now let us turn to Daniel's second chapter. The focus which God is giving me currently is transmitting the prophetic vision to others, faith to others. You know, some people get alarmed at the idea that the word prophetic, as though it is highly presumptuous to expect any such thing. No, not at all. I believe that by the very nature of things, when we obey the word of God, you will be prophetic. You will see things which are afar off, and God will prepare you for such things. It's just there. You can't escape it. You know, you see it in John 16 and verse 13. He shall lead you into all truth, and he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. You know, today, we are so full of the spirit of the world. That's our trouble. And the world wants it that way. See, most of our dealings and most of our moves, it is quite evident. Our calculations, our investments, our expectations, our dreams, our future dreams. Now, at such a time, are the children of God to be merely victims? People who just have to adjust to the deterioration in circumstances? Or are they going to show forth a spirit of triumph? Now, you notice that one young man who obeyed God, that was Joseph in the Old Testament, how he rescued not only a nation from famine and probably extinction, but lifted and helped various nations. You see, that grand role, I'm calling it grand, not because I want it to be grand, but it is a grand role when you lift others. It is a noble role. It is a unique role. It is a prophetic role. It's not the slavish mind. Here's my money, I have earned it, I'll do what I like with it. All right. Your whole attention, your whole heart is in that little pile of money. And what if that bank collapses, as it has happened in many cases in America? And all your life savings and pension is gone. The dream has turned into a nightmare. Now, my dear friends, did Joseph also partake of that nightmare? No. Just because he had that prophetic vision, to be able to see afar off. Now, it is tragic that we have not seen afar off in terms of moral declension, nor have we been very faithful watchmen and watchwomen. We have not sounded the trumpet or wakened the nation. We have been literally church mice squeaking now and then. You know, in a corner, that's what mice do. Nice, good little mice. Squeak, squeak, squeak. No more than a squeak. Nothing to change or reverse the moral route. But here in the second chapter of Daniel, there was a very unique challenge. Third verse. And the king said unto them, and to all the magicians, astrologers, and sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, show me my dreams. I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Fourth verse. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Well, that seemed to be the normal order of things. We are here to tell you. You know, someone said to me recently that our telecast to the heartland, the industrial heartland of Germany, is either followed by somebody who is a prognosticator or astrologer or something to do with that kind of gimmick. You write to us all your bio data or whatever. We will tell you all that you need to know. Someone who was blessed and touched by our broadcast told me this recently. And I have started praying that they should go off the air because there are too many such fraudulent maneuvers and stratagems which are being employed throughout the world. As a matter of fact, some of these astrologers and others tell me, we try to go into their guessing game. We hardly know very much, but some of them have employed evil spirits and worship them in such a manner that those evil spirits do prompt them. But you know, my dear friends, it is all a system of deceit, a kind of money-grabbing device. And as all of you know, we never ask for money, which speaks a great deal to a lot of people who imagine that religion is some kind of penny-catching device. And then they see that the word of God is declared to them, and then they are gripped by the truth. And money is not mentioned. Now, my dear friends, when a whole world today is obsessed by fear and uncertainty, and these demonic devices manifesting themselves in various manners, unhinging people's lives, throwing families into turmoil. What these evil spirits are doing with the cabinet ministers, I can only guess. But if they are not subject to these attacks of the devil, certainly the devil doesn't know his business. For if I were the devil, those would be my favorite targets, the most fruitful targets. because they would twist and turn the laws that have been a testimony through the ages for righteousness and truth into warped and morally corrupt rules and regulations that throw our streets into bedlam and make it impossible to raise healthy children or even normal students in our universities. Now, if that is not a crisis, I would like to ask you, what is a crisis? Your home thrown into confusion? Your mind disrupted into disarray so that you cannot concentrate? Your health undermined by these demon powers? You know, I know what I'm talking about. It is amazing. In one area where demon forces had been at work down the ages, they said, they proudly proclaim, no one in this region has ever been baptized. Well, you know, such regions which appear tough immediately challenge me. When we took up a little work in that region with a medical clinic, and we took over from a failing mission which could not supply personnel who were equipped to run the place. However, some of the workers came up with strange experiences which they narrated. The strongholds of the devil. You know, it is a sad thing when the strongholds of the devil are not addressed by the gospel. When we obey the word of God, you will be prophetic. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we humble ourselves before you. If King Nebuchadnezzar fell down upon his face, how shall we fall before the King of Kings, whom we are not proclaiming with such effect? Oh, my Father, give us the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hear our humble prayer. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Let us labor for the master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.